Now, for anyone who watched Spanish language television during the 1970s, 80s, or 90s, this is probably a very familiar voice.
Y que reciban de mí siempre paz, mucha paz, pero sobre todo mucho, mucho, mucho qué? Amor.
Lots of peace and love there from the late television astrologer Walter Mercado, subject of the new documentary Mucho, Mucho Amor. Besides delivering the daily horoscopes, Mercado became famous for his gender-bending style and flashy wardrobe. At the peak of his popularity, he reached more than 100 million viewers a day. Christina Costantini is a Milwaukee native and co-director of Mucho, Mucho Amor, which is streaming now on Netflix. Christina, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
First, I wanted to ask about your personal memories growing up in Milwaukee. What are some of your first memories of seeing Walter Mercado on TV?
Well, you know, whenever my grandmother would babysit me, I would go over to her house and Univision was on. And, you know, my dad is from Argentina. She's from Argentina. And so, you know, I would be hanging out with her, and all of a sudden this magical, mystical person would come on the television, and I had never seen anyone like Walter before. You know, Walter kind of looks like he's kind of in the Liberace camp, I would say. But he's an astrologer who would tell the Latin community all across Latin America and in the US that tomorrow was going to be a better day. And he read our horoscopes and he could tell the future. And I was just mesmerized by him. I mean, he had incredible capes and magnificent hair, and his jewelry was incredible. And so I remember just thinking, who is this wizard? And why is my grandmother so obsessed with what he's telling us? And so as a child, I was fascinated by him for many reasons. But as an adult, I think I gained a new appreciation for him, which was, you know, during those times to look androgynous, or what we would call now genderqueer, is just so radical. And to do that in a homophobic and machista culture like the Latin culture is incredible. And so I set out to find him and see what he was up to. And, you know, he had basically disappeared from the mainstream and no one had seen him in a long time. And so my friends and I, Kareem Tapsch, my co-director, and Alex Fumero, our producer, we found him. And so that the film is the story of what happened to him, where he went, and what he's doing now. And it was a real privilege to be able to spend two years with him.
And for people who grew up with Spanish language media, he was a legend. For people who didn't, we might not know as much about him. But, you know, you have some, like, kind of big names in a documentary meeting him, and they are starstruck meeting Walter Mercado.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we say that he's kind of like if Mr. Rogers and Oprah were one person, but dressed like Liberace. That's the cultural significance of Walter Mercado. And so in our film, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda is in our film. He grew up watching Walter, and he kind of in the film is a stand in for the rest of us. It's really like, you know, going to the North Pole and meeting Santa Claus. You can't overstate what a big deal it is for a Latin child, someone who grew up in the 80s and 90s, to meet Walter. He is yeah, like Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, you know, this amazing, incredible persona that he kind of occupies our imagination and our memories in this really nostalgic way.
And one more thing before we get to meeting him in the modern day, his message is just like the title of the movie, lots and lots of love he brings to people. And he just relentlessly positive message that he brought to his astrology.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I think as an adult listening back to his horoscopes, I've started to realize that they all kind of sound the same. It was like Libra. Tomorrow's going to be better. Sagittarius, things were hard, but they also will get better. And I think for an immigrant community who's you know, come to this country with not a lot of money, you know, many of us did not know the language. You know, we're working very, very hard to make ends meet. I think that message of love and hope was incredibly important. And I think we all needed that message of love and hope during those years. And I think the movie is resonating with people because I think during these times that we live in, we all could use a little bit more love and a little bit more hope.
We're talking to Christina Costantini. She's from Milwaukee, and she's co-director of Mucho, Mucho Amor, streaming now on Netflix. Okay, so Christina, you get to meet this legendary figure for you and so many other people. What was it like just to be with him and talk to him, as you said, over the course of 2 years in person?
It was really incredible. You know, people tell you that you should never meet your heroes because they're never what you want them to be. But I think Walter is maybe the rare exception. He is so full of love, so kind. It's hard to really to describe it in words, but he makes you feel very special. Like, you know, he always cared more about other people than he did about himself. You know, he loves himself. You'll see in the film, he loves himself, but he always loved you more. And I think he had a real way of making us all feel worthy and important and loved.
Was there a dividing line between Walter Mercado, real person, and Walter Mercado, the performance, or did it all just kind of blur together?
You know, we would always ask his family members that. We would always, as we were filming, we were like, when is Walter going to let us really show us the real Walter? When are we going to meet the real Walter? And after 2 years of saying that, they were like, you know, it strikes us like you have met the real Walter. He's maybe not as fabulous as he was on television every day. You know, he doesn't wear those capes around the house, but he really is quite glamorous. A story that I love is his 5-year-old great-grandniece was 5-week-old great-grandniece rather was coming to his house to meet him, and he wouldn't let the baby into his room until he had his hair and makeup completely done. He didn't want the 5-week-old to remember him as anything but, you know, who he feels like he is inside, which is the person who he showed us every day on television, this like ethereal being of light that is very elegant and very fabulous. So I love that story. I think that's exactly how he was. He loved being fabulous.
And things aren't always easy for Walter. It sounds like he got taken advantage of through his career by unscrupulous managers, a thing that happens, I guess, in the entertainment world. This isn't somebody who, you know, became a super millionaire despite this international fame.
Yeah, you know, Walter went through hard times too, and I think that is part of the story. Walter didn't like focusing on anything negative, and so it was quite a process of trying to get him to talk about anything that had gone wrong in his life. But of course, you know, he has been away from the public eye for so long because things ended quite tragically between him and his manager. But we find him at a time when he's trying to kind of plot a mini comeback of sorts. So, you know, he's trying to return. When we were making the movie, we thought it was a comeback, and it turned out to be a swan song. He passed away shortly after us filming with him. So we felt very lucky to be able to capture that moment of his life. And yeah, it was just such a privilege to be with such a loving person for that period of time.
And that message of mucho, mucho amor, it sounds like he took that with him to the end.
Exactly. Yeah, he really lived by his message every day. He was one of the kindest people I've ever met. And, you know, I'm sure he's in the stars somewhere, very excited that his film is out and his legacy is documented. So we hope everybody will check it out on Netflix.
Christina, thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Christina Costantini is a film producer and director originally from Milwaukee. She talked with us about her latest film, Mucho, Mucho Amor, a documentary about the career of the television astrologer Walter Mercado. It's streaming now on Netflix.